This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Election Commission sets up Joint Election Operation Center ahead of House elections. Nepal and Saudi Arabia sign a bilateral agreement on the recruitment of Nepali workers. And a dangerous winter storm has swept across the United States, leaving at least 7 people dead and cutting power to hundreds of thousands of homes. Now the news in detail. With 38 days remaining until the House of Representatives elections, the Election Commission has set up a joint election operation center to swiftly address issues that may rise during the voting process. The center, located at the Election Commission's premises in Kathmandu, was inaugurated yesterday by officiating Chief Election Commissioner Ram Prasad Bhandari. He said the center will take immediate action on problems in constituencies that cannot be resolved at local polling stations. Headed by the Election Commission Secretary, the center includes a joint secretary from the Ministry of Home Affairs and representatives of security agencies. It will collect and analyze election-related information and make rapid decisions to ensure the smooth and secure conduct of the polls. The regular meeting of the Council of Ministers is scheduled to be held today at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers in Singhadarbar. According to the Prime Minister's Secretariat, the meeting has been set for 3:30 p.m. Nepal and Saudi Arabia have signed a bilateral agreement on the recruitment of Nepali workers, aiming to secure ethical hiring practices and stronger protection for migrant workers in the kingdom. The agreement was signed at a formal ceremony in Riyadh by Nepal's Minister for Labour, Employment and Social Security, Rajendra Singh Bhandari, and Saudi Arabia's Minister of Human Resources and Social Development, Ahmed bin Sulaiman Al-Raji. According to officials, the agreement seeks to promote fair and transparent recruitment of Nepali workers for legal employment in Saudi Arabia, while safeguarding the rights and interests of both workers and employers. It is expected to strengthen labor governance and reduce irregular recruitment practices. Both ministers expressed confidence that the agreement would enhance labor cooperation and further deepen bilateral relations between the two countries. The signing ceremony was followed by a bilateral meeting between the two sides. Saudi Arabia is one of the major destinations for Nepali migrant workers. The agreement is seen as a significant step towards improving worker safety, welfare and overall labor management in the kingdom. According to Nepal's Ministry of Labor, around 400,000 Nepali workers are currently employed in Saudi Arabia, primarily in the construction and service sectors, and more than 1.35 million Nepalese have worked in the country over the past decade. Business entities have urged the government to revise its decision to cap cash transactions at ₹500,000, saying that the provision has created operational difficulties for the business community. Speaking at a program organized on the occasion of International Customs Day, business leaders said the cash transaction ceiling, enforced since the 15th of January, has raised concerns, particularly in areas with limited access to banking services. The program was attended by Finance Minister Rameshwar Prasad Khanal, President of Federation of Nepalese Chambers of Commerce and Industry, Chandra Prasad Thakal, President of Nepal Chamber of Commerce, Kamlesh Kumar Agrawal, among other such industrial figures. Normal life in Jumla has been disrupted after the temperature dropped to minus 0.71 degree Celsius following recent snowfall. The extreme cold has caused water in taps to freeze, leading to cracked water pipes and disrupting water supply across the district. Residents say the situation has made daily activities difficult. The cold wave has not only affected Jumla but also neighbouring districts of Mugu, Humla and Dolpa in the upper Karnali areas. According to Osampura Karki, who is the chief of the Jumla office of the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology. Temperatures fell below freezing after snowfall, with mornings and nights particularly harsh. Despite the difficulties, farmers have welcomed the first snowfall of the season, which came after months of drought. Local residents said the snowfall will help winter crops by retaining soil moisture and supporting plant growth. The hills of Jumla are now covered with snow. The Agriculture Development Office Jumla said snowfall is vital for crops such as wheat, barley and potatoes. Meanwhile, air services disrupted due to the snowfall resumed yesterday, according to the Civil Aviation Authority of Nepal Office Jumla. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to an international update. A dangerous winter storm has swept across the U.S., leaving at least 7 people dead and cutting power to hundreds of thousands of homes. Schools and roads across the country have been closed and flights have been cancelled as life-threatening conditions stretched from Texas to New England, according to America's National Weather Service. At least 2 people died of hypothermia in Louisiana, and other deaths linked to the storm have been reported in Texas, Tennessee, and Kansas. As of yesterday afternoon, more than 800,000 households had lost power, according to the power outage. Meanwhile, more than 11,000 flights were cancelled. Widespread heavy snow, sleet, and freezing rain, which is a dangerous phenomenon where cooled rain droplets freeze instantly on surfaces, could last for days, and the storm could affect around 180 million Americans, more than half the population of the United States. Louisiana's Department of Health confirmed on Sunday that 2 men had died of hypothermia. The mayor of Austin, Texas, said there had been an exposure-related death. Officials in Kansas said a woman whose body was found on Sunday afternoon covered in snow may have succumbed to hypothermia. Weather-related deaths of 3 people have been reported in Tennessee. New York City Mayor Zohran Mamdani wrote in a post on the social media site X that at least 5 people in the city had died on Saturday, but added that their cause of death was yet to be determined. He said, however, it is a reminder that every year New Yorkers succumb to the cold. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, fog and mist are likely to persist until afternoon in some places of the Tarai region. The mountainous regions of the country will have partly cloudy conditions, while the rest of the areas will remain mainly fair. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Election Commission sets up Joint Election Operation Center ahead of House elections. Nepal and Saudi Arabia sign a bilateral agreement on the recruitment of Nepali workers. And a dangerous winter storm has swept across the United States, leaving at least 7 people dead and cutting power to hundreds of thousands of homes. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.